96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The first week of the 2017 football season is on the books, but the league is without one of its highest profile players. Former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick has not been signed by any team. At issue is that he may be too much of a political liability because of his support of Black Lives Matter and refusal to stand during the national anthem. That prompted a boycott of the NFL movement ahead of the 2017 season. Well, what do you think? Are you watching or are you boycotting the NFL over this issue? And will it make a difference? Well, we're talking about it tonight. My guests are author and columnist David Steele. Also, John Horvat. He's an author and sports analyst. Two sides of this coin. We want to hear from you. Did you watch football on Sunday? Did you watch it last night with Monday Night Football? Are you going to watch it on Thursday? Are you going to watch it this season? Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly you can follow us on social media at WHURFM. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Great to be on the show.
Okay, so let me start with you, John. Mm-hmm. You don't think, well, what do you think? Don't let me put words in your mouth. What do you think about this?
Well, I think football is a game that really has historically had nothing to do with politics. And we're turning it into a political game, just like we're turning so many things into political games. And I think that it's not right. I think that there is a place for protest. There are mechanisms of protest that exist throughout society, and they should be used. But to take something like football, or to take something like where you shop, what you eat, you know, everything's politicized. We need to get away from that.
Okay. Thank you for that. All right, David, your thoughts on it.
That's kind of interesting, since we were talking about, you know, a protest that takes place during the national anthem. They're playing the national anthem before games. They're putting a 100-yard-long flag on the field before games. They're bringing a military guard onto the field. They're flying a military flyover from the Air Force before the games. And this is going on before regular season games. This has been going on for decades. One of the iconic moments people can remember from Super Bowl from decades ago was Whitney Houston singing the national anthem during the, you know, early weeks of the Gulf War. Football is an integral part of American life. So is attention to the military, and so is politics. They've always been entwined. I mean, this is what we've done. You know, we've not separated all of that, you know, in the past. You know, one of the iconic moments, again, in sports was the protest in 1968, Tommy Smith and John Carlos during the Olympics. This has never been a thing where everything has been compartmentalized into little boxes. So, of course, social issues, political issues, and athletic issues are going to be intertwined. It's a matter of how this country and how this populace deals with it, rather than keeping them separate. How do we deal with them when they're all mixed together?
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Boycott the NFL or not over the Black Lives Matter issue and Colin Kaepernick. Are you in? Are you out? Are you watching? Are you not? I'd like to hear from you. Why or why not? Benjamin, calling from D.C., what do you think? What's on your mind?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine.
I'm more watching because I'm an NFL fan. But I did want to touch on an issue that me and my homies have kind of argued about a little bit. as a football guy, I get, like, if Colin Kaepernick had a thrown for 4,000 yards and 20-something touchdowns, he would be on a team for sure. So it was he had good numbers, but I don't feel like he had good enough numbers to endure all the media and all that if they don't want to. But here's the real issue that I think people don't understand. These owners are billionaire white guys who don't get pulled over by the police and guns put to their heads. This, so in their world, we're exaggerating. We exaggerate things. I mean, think about it. When it's put on video and you see it, cops still walk away from it with no jail time, nothing happens to them. So in their world, we exaggerate this stuff. So therefore, he's being disrespectful by kneeling and doing what he's doing. So that's how they think, I believe.
Hmm. Okay. Benjamin, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Boycott the NFL over the Black Lives Matter movement. Are you in? Are you out? Why or why not? Let's talk to Bernard. Bernard calling from D.C. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm kind of along with the other guy. I didn't watch any games this weekend. But as he stated, the owners are billionaires. The only way anything's going to change is for all of the African-American players to stand up. It's just not going to change anything because as long as they're playing, there will be an NFL season.
How long, Bernard, are you going to not watch? And how big of a football fan are you?
Oh, man, I'm a great big football fan. I tried out for the Redskins in 1972.
Okay, so with that said, are you going to be able to not watch all year, and what would it take for you to go back to watching?
For the Redskins to win, first of all, that would be my first choice, and I'll probably hang tight for a while to see what happens to Colin, see what happens with the Black Lives Matter movement. If things doesn't get any better, well, I just might sit and watch me some football because I love the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I have to say, John, that I think, John, how old are you, first of all? Let me ask.
Cause I'm 60 years old.
You're 60 years old.
Yeah.
And you, okay, John, now I'm mad.
Okay.
Because I, if you had said to me that you were 23 with just a mature-sounding voice, then I would let you slide. But you're 60 years old, so certainly, John, and we don't have to go all the way. We don't just have to talk about the 1968 Olympics and the political implications of sports. We can talk about, Muhammad Ali and being a conscientious objector with the Vietnam War. We can talk about George Foreman waving the American flag when he was boxing. Sports has always been a political thing. We don't have to even talk about black folks. We can talk, about Max Schmeling and Joe Louis. We can go, and I'm not 60. Okay, so how can you make the comment about politics not having a place in sports when sports, by its very nature, American sports, by its very nature, is political?
Well, I think we need to make a distinction between politics, which is the policies of governments that work out the problems that we have in our days, and the love of country. The love of country, it goes beyond all the policies. We have an obligation to honor our country. I mean, being a citizen, it comes with that. Just like you have the obligation to honor your parents. Your parents may be very bad parents, but you still have to give them some kind of honor and recognition for what they are.
Not always, because I think the issue is, and I think what Colin Kaepernick is saying, as we saw with the Olympics.
Tommy Smith and John Carlos?
No. During Jesse Owens.
Jesse Owens, yeah.
When you're talking about Jesse Owens ran as an American in a country that did not always love him.
Right.
And I think that is the very essence of what is being said here.
That's what Colin Kaepernick and a lot of the players who are protesting this year are talking about. And that's where we talk about, you know, lines being drawn. He and these other players are not speaking out in terms of disrespect for the country. They're holding this country that's represented by that flag and that anthem, holding them accountable to the promises that were made to them.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Boycott the NFL over the Black Lives Matter movement and Colin Kaepernick. Are you in? Are you out? Want to hear from you. Erica calling from Waldorf. What's on your mind?
I am actually and going to continue to boycott the NFL until Kaepernick is actually signed. You know, he's taking a stand. He's not just standing for, you know, black rights. He's standing for human rights. And as a female and definitely loves sports, I just cannot condone the fact that he has not been signed and support the NFL any longer until they actually change their position and hire him on. I can't. I refuse to do it. I'm going to take a stand on my knee just like he's doing.
Okay. Erica, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Raheem. Raheem calling from D.C. Raheem, are you a football fan?
Yes, I am.
I mean, are you a big football fan? Do you go through withdrawal, you know, if you miss a game? Are you that kind of football fan, or are you just kind of a, eh?
I'm in pre-withdrawal already because the season hasn't even started yet, and I'm in withdrawal because I am staying. It's a difficult task for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why is it so difficult? What's your thought process?
Well, I just want to go back for a minute to your previous caller that talked about the separation of sports and politics. So he needs a history lesson because the very nature of athletics and sports started with gladiators, and that was all about politics at its very embryo stage when the gladiators went into the arena. And there was the classes, there was rich and the poor, and then there was the Christian and the lions, and all of that was motivated by politics and who had the best, strongest gladiators that represented them. And so what we see today, it has just evolved. But now, having said that, it's not about – I called into Verizon to notify them that it was my intention to discontinue my service if, in fact – that they continue to refuse to meet with the leadership of the young people that held the protest in New York a couple of weeks ago, to which I left D.C. and went to New York to support them in that. And so the NFL is refusing to meet with them. So I notified Verizon that I was intent on disconnecting my service, and I was putting them on notice if they continue to support the NFL in the manner in which they're doing, I was going to discontinue my service.
What was their response? Because I've got other folks on the line.
Okay.
Quickly, what was their response?
She tried to defend the position. But so what I said to her was this. It was not about the fact of him being able to play. It was the fact that he had the right to express his opinion and take a knee. And just as she opposed my position, because she was a representative for Verizon, took the call. She was in opposition to it. And I said he was also representing her right to be at Verizon and oppose him playing, as he has the right to take a knee and not stand and recognize a flag that does not represent his interests.
Well, I appreciate it, and we'll see how these things go. I need to take a break, but we are still taking your phone calls. Are you in or are you out when it comes to the boycott of the NFL 2017 season as a result of this Black Lives Matter movement and Colin Kaepernick? We're going to take a break. Stay on the line. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You will be able to hear the program. Don't hang up. We're going to take your calls. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.